I believe I acted properly and within the law at all times with regard to my affiliation with the Nate.
Collins delivered that message to supporters in downtown Buffalo Wednesday night after pleading not guilty to insider trading, wire fraud, and other charges earlier in the day in federal court in Manhattan. Anthony Ogorek of Ogorek Wealth Management in Williamsville says he would never advise any politician, especially at the federal level, to have individual securities.
Because you put yourself in a position such as this where potential conflicts come up.
The allegations against Collins include tipping off his son Cameron Collins and others who saved hundreds of thousands of dollars by dumping their shares. Ogorek says the feds don't indict people over minor securities law violations.
These tend to be major league types of infractions that the authorities like to deal with in a rather severe fashion just to protect the integrity of the markets.
But what makes the case especially unusual, he says, is most people won't deal in penny stocks.
Which are stocks that are worth, you know, $1 or $2 a share. It's a very thinly traded market. It's subject to pump and dump types of schemes. And so for someone who was in his position, also someone who had a significant net worth, typically would not be dealing in penny stocks.
Collins is vowing to fight to clear his name and run for re-election. Meanwhile, he remains under investigation by the Office of Congressional Ethics for his holdings and promotion of Innate. Chris Kaye, WBFO News.